You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
This is Let's Drink with Formal Shark, and we are not drunk.
Okay, so on the same night, we've recorded a special. Another show, and then this. Just so if it's a little bit more lively than other shows, you understand why.
I mean, this is an even-numbered episode, so people are probably expecting us to have had a bit of a tipple. But the previous episode, they're probably like, oh, they're a bit wild on these.
Yeah, we've had more than normal. Right. So just so you know. So let's get straight
beer
on.
Number one.
That's not that one. Should we go for the Flavourly one?
Yes, so this was from Flavourly, so it's...
Go on, the bastard link!
So it's equivalent of £2.
if you've not heard about it, it's a subscription-based on membership, they say, but it's a subscription-based.
Should we drink this? It says 001, limited edition.
You know. Flavourly. Anyway, I was trying to do my bit about the bloody... So what they say is it's a membership service. I said subscription because membership to me thinks of Masons and having sex with goats.
Would you have sex with a goat?
No, I wouldn't. But Masons supposedly do. If you are a Mason, please email us in. Not with pictures. Please not with pictures. But telling us if that actually happens.
What, if they have sex with a goat?
Yeah. I'd quite like to know.
Just thought they wanked it off.
I don't know the practice.
With the mouths.
This is serious review.
You're serious. The one bringing up having sex with goats.
This is a serious review show. These good people have... We're drinking these good people's beer that spent hours crafting it.
We've not even gotten to the beer. Right, it flavourly presents the Pioneer Raku Hobbed Pale Ale. It's a 330ml bottle. And it's 4%.
We're going to have to pause again for laughing.
So, it's 4%, it is a 330ml bottle. It's kind of equivalent of £2.
I'm trying not to die. Yeah.
Phil, it's all your fault.
Oh. We apologise to you, craft beer nerds.
If you listen to this and expect something professionally made by experts,
it is everything
you could be very disappointed.
We don't bother listening to it.
There's a reason we don't listen to it, because we know it's bollocks. So it's a very golden colour.
So, did you tell the people while I were laughing, or was I just laughing?
I was just kind of laughing.
It's in a bottle.
No shit.
Well, you normally say
it's in a bottle. I've told them it's in a bottle.
It could have been in a can. Right, let's have a moment.
No, it's not in a can, but I said it's in a 330ml bottle. What a twat.
I might have had a drink. You know, Doris that listens to it might have had a skin.
Oh, dear.
Right. I'm just going to stop the show for a moment and have a breather. Right, we've settled ourselves down now.
Yeah, we've got modesty. We've taken our inhaler.
Yes, I've had to take his inhaler because we were doing that.
We're not a couple. We're just sharing an inhaler.
I very rarely need it. It's normally around you when you're making me laugh.
Dear me, you made me laugh.
So anyway.
You're a terrible person.
Right, it smells very light, very lager-y.
It's got a taste and smell of something. And I can't put my finger on it.
It's got a lagery taste. As if it's been cooked in, like, an oven that's dirty.
It does. It's got, like, a kind of food taste.
Dirty. Dirty lager taste.
I really like this.
See, I don't. Is it not very malty? You like your malt.
It's
a very malty taste.
It could be the malt. Because it is. And I love malts.
See, I'm not a fan of that one bit. It's too sickly, it's too sweet.
No. It's very sweet.
I think we might have to have an argument here.
We probably do have to have an argument.
I would rate this very low.
I was going to say it's about 58.
58, fuck off.
What's it 58 now, actually?
I would put it 51. If that.
58's the Vocation Brewery Heart and Soul.
It's a lot nicer than that. Come on.
Ah, you see, what's the 51? It's the grapefruit one.
The grapefruit one was much nicer than that.
I can drink this more than the grapefruit one.
See, I could drink that. I couldn't. I've had to give you mine. Because that's just not my sort of cup of tea.
Breakfast beer. You could have that at breakfast.
No, I couldn't. It's too... It's just... No. I wouldn't limit... Maybe it was a limited edition because it was so rubbish.
Possibly. I mean, it's interesting to say it's, you know, they say it's a hopped pale ale because it doesn't taste hopped.
That's me dropping my phone.
And the bollocks on the back don't really talk about... if you don't like malts, if you think they're too sweet, I can see why you don't like it.
Well, I'm not laughing. You pair it somewhere, just don't be that high. Don't be as high as you're going to. But I'll let you give it the number because it's something that you would drink. Well, it's not something I would drink, so I'll not give it justice.
You know what? We'll put it 52.
Yeah, that works. Because oh, we need to pair it with something.
The other one.
We are going to pair it with ugly strawberries or imperfect strawberries.
So, like you, if you were a strawberry, you'd be one of these.
But for a punnet, it's
something. Look at that one. That's proper deformed. It's got an extra growth.
They're only 75 pence, though, so they're good value.
That's because they're, like, dirty.
But no, they're not dirty. They've been washed. As long as it tastes good, who cares?
I had a bit of mud on it.
Tastes good, then. Nice strawberries, then.
A little bit small.
Just eat more of them.
Yeah, but that means you need to buy a second bloody punnet.
Yeah, but have you seen the price? These are good strawberries. They taste good.
Yeah, but how much is a normal punnet?
About £5.
About £5.
Good value. Right, go look at the grams.
Okay.
per gram. It's good value.
Pence per gram, fine, because, I mean, it's tasty.
Yeah, they're very tasty. For strawberries, you sometimes get big strawberries and they taste of nout.
Mm.
These are little ones and they taste of strawberries. Mm-hmm. And that's good value.
Good value.
Well, like Martin Luther, that's not the person I was thinking of.
No, Martin Luther wouldn't. I mean, he was good value. But I don't think that's the avenue we want to go down.
What's his name? The money expert. It starts with Martin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Martin whatever. From moneysupersmarket.com or whatever.
Yeah, he'd be proud of us.
Yeah, but he's a band.
I don't know, I don't listen to him.
He'd be like, you're a student, get a credit card, get your loans, it's good value because the government pays me to talk bollocks and tell everybody it was a good deal.
So you don't like him?
No.
I don't listen to him because he tends to be on ITV.
He's an he kind of advises the government really badly and tells people that student loans is a good idea.
Should we go on to the next beer?
Yes.
Right, we're on to beer number 2.
Oh, that fart stinks, I'm sorry.
Should I pass it over? It is from the Tyne Bank A brewery.
Phil's trying to read it and just kind of fill in a gap.
Yes,
it's in Newcastle.
Yes.
It's not going to be in fucking London, is it?
After that, after reading it, I'd gathered no good information. So I thought I would...
From Tyne Bank Brewery, located in London.
Yeah, but if I made that sound and then just went, I'd read nothing on it, then the people out there in internet land would be a bit like, what's he just done? At least they give them some information. Even if it was pointless information.
It's a 500ml bottle. I can't actually find the size. Yes, it is. I mean, I'm pretty sure with the size of the actual
bottle. Yes, it's a big bottle.
It's 4.9%. It is the Tyne Bank Brewery, and it's called Silver Dollar. It's an award-winning American pale ale.
Does it just say award-winning, or does it actually say what award it's won?
Something about Great Taste 2014, and that's it. It doesn't actually say what award, it's just award winning. Like when you won awards at school.
I was just going to say,
you got an award for not falling over, Philip.
We should make like the Formal Shot podcast award, and then Formal Shot Let's Drink will be an award winning.
Yeah?
You know, we could do that. I'm not saying they've done it in this instant, but I'm always a bit sceptical when they say award winning. Because.
From what I've gathered, the. Along towards Ouseburn way.
Let's put the postcode into Google. No, let's actually review a beer instead of spending hours having white noise. Not white noise, just no noise. Well, that's all it would be while you try and work out.
Well, you could talk while I'm Googling.
It'll take forever. The most disinformation.
It's not got a postcode.
Nobody gives a fuck, right? If you're that bothered, right? The postcode is NE61AS. That is NE61AS. Go to Google and type it in. Okay, so anybody that's bothered can now find it out on their own. We're giving them homework.
Okay, homework. And that's your homework.
Yes.
Email us in if it's not in Usburn. Yeah. There we go.
If you actually give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit where it is. You obviously do.
It's just logo.
It's local, that's all you need to do. If we're going to go down to the brewery, I'll have a fucking research of it. Till that point, all I need to care is it local, does it taste nice? Right? That's all I care about. Why do I care about the geographical location? I don't get a bloody thing of Daz and go, oh, where did this Daz come from? Was it bastard local, do I? No, I put it in and see if it goes, does me clothes. If it cleans me clothes, I'm happy. If it doesn't clean me clothes, then I go on and go, how, Mr. Daz, with your doorstep fucking challenge, you didn't do it. I don't use Daz because I get my mum and dad to do it all. But anyway.
The other washing powders are available. So does your mum not use Daz?
I don't know what she uses.
Well, you'll have to find out now. Everybody's going to be going, I want to know if he uses Daz.
It's probably Aldi's cheap one.
Aldi's cheap one.
Aldi's version of striped ones.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's not really pale. It's golden.
Amber colour.
It's golden to amber.
Doesn't have a lot of smell to it.
No. It's not got a really...
It's clean tasting, but that's probably all you could say.
It's got a bit of bitterness. It's got a kind of hop to it. But it's nothing... There's nothing that punches you in the face to go, you know, this is a strong flavour.
It's very in the generic ale category, isn't it?
I think it's just a little bit above. It's close.
I'm saying is it's got... If it was in a pub, with a lot of sort of, a workingman's club or something.
Yeah, like an old man, proper traditional fuddy-duddy. Oh, I like my beer and I like it warm.
Yeah. Then that is a very, very good example of that style of beer.
I think the type of person that drank that style of beer would think this is too... It's too craft. Oh, that's like craft beer, man, aren't you?
So what do you think it's...
Because I don't think it's soily enough.
No, but you don't necessarily have to be soily.
I just...
Or tasteless. It's just, I think, as a thought of something that... It's hard to think because is there a difference between craft and real ale? That's obviously
they're trying on the craft because they've called it an American pale ale. That's not them going, this is real ale. This is, or the likes of Pedigree or Tanglefoot.
By no means are there anything near that.
If you were somebody who was a staunch Peddy drinker, you'd go, it's too hoppy.
Yeah, it's certainly not anywhere close to them.
But in comparison to other craft beers, it's definitely toned down.
Yeah.
It's probably that little halfway house. If you're not sure, it's probably the gateway beer.
It's a nice pint.
Yeah, bought you that in a bar, you'd not snob it up. You'd be like,
it's obviously a talented person has made a nice drink.
Yeah.
Is it going to sort of set worlds alight and is it going to maybe unite the world in world peace? No.
No, but I don't think a beer would unite world in world peace.
I think our 100%, if we ever get 100 out of
100... Basically, that's the only reason to get 100% is if you stop.
If you can make a beer that can stop world peace...
Stop world peace. Just trying to go around and... Be a warmonger with a
make world peace. Then that would be that's surely got to be the one that's 100%.
So there we 100 go.
If, out of 100. Oh, 100%
if we happen to stop every single war with a beer. Now, if Carlsberg managed to do that with that shitty beer, we're going to have to put them 100% now.
You have to do. Yeah, but that would be mint.
So that's a challenge to you, Mr. Carlsberg, if you're listening. Stop world peace with your shitty lager.
Stop world peace for the
Stop world peace.
You know, make world peace. Not stop it. They do that already, Carlsberg, every Friday night when a man goes in and beats the wife.
That's prejudice against Carlsberg drinkers. I'm pretty sure it's Stella drinkers that do that. Don't get them mixed up.
Well, see, it's not a thingy, but there's a high percentage.
Yeah.
Of
But if Mr. Carlsberg happens to be listening, if you can start world peace with your beer.
Stop it. We want to stop.
Then you will get the formal shark golden chalice. Because I'd fork out... If you got 100%, I'd fork out for a golden chalice. May not be real gold.
A tiny little one.
May not be real
gold.
The one
that fits in a Lego man's hand.
It might be dipped in some gold paint, but they can have it.
I think the one the beers are getting in the 80s should get it. Because we are mean with our... numbering, but that's because we think beer can be good.
Yeah, definitely. So we're pairing this with... These aren't defective strawberries. These are Suntrail Farms grapes. Is that a real farm, or is this one of these Tesco made-up farms?
I think it's a Tesco made... I think these are the littler grapes, but they're more value than the normal grapes.
Like tiny grapes. They're nearly... They're smaller than my testicle, so therefore they're small grapes.
Tastes nice.
Not fantastic all in
the
What the fuck? They come from India.
Do they?
Yeah. Because they don't make grapes from the south of England, like. And it's like, we're going to import our little dwarf grapes from India.
I was expecting France or somewhere like that.
I feel like that's horrible in terms of carbon footprint.
Yeah, I'm probably like...
And I don't think there's a farm in India called Suntrail Farms.
So basically, I've knocked like 10 euros off.
So you bought your ugly strawberries because they were cheap and, you know, you didn't want to waste things in the world. And then you spent a fortune getting grapes from India.
But these were from the UK!
Well, Nicholas Farage will be happy you're eating UK. Nigel Farage will be happy you're eating UK grapes, not UK strawberries, not foreign grapes.
Yeah, but we're okay with these because they're not out of the EU.
Oh, yeah, that'd be alright.
It's the EU ones he's bothered about at the moment.
Yeah. Until India gets in the EU and then he'll be pissed off.
Yeah. The man's always got to be angry. That's how he makes a living, being angry. Anyway.
Being angry racist.
We're not raced it yet.
No. Where are we going to put it?
I would put it on the borderline of above average, so 51, 52, 53.
See, we put... I was going to say 49. What did we put? 50 on the last beer. See, the last podcast, Snake Dog, got 50.
It's a lot nicer than that. I mean, Snake Dog is a lot nicer than this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So it's got to be...
I was
45? What's 45?
45 is Tanglefoot.
Oh, we need to put Tanglefoot lower down.
And Rooster's River. See.
They were better than them. 48. What's 48? There's something like...
48 is Guinness Hop House 13 Lager in Durham Brewery.
One more than that?
49.
Yeah, that fits. 49. Right. We'll see you at the next beer.
Beer number 3.
Yeah. So this one is from Pip Stop. Like the last beer, I don't think we said where it was from.
Oh, yeah. The last beer was from Pip Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means it's money. This is from the Anchor Brewery in San Francisco.
There's a song about San Francisco, isn't there?
Yes.
There's probably lots of songs about several. But I'm just thinking of one where they keep saying San Francisco.
Yeah. It just says Anchor Porter. It is a 355ml bottle, so that is 12 fluid ounces for you Yankees out there.
Yankee doodle.
Yankees. And it's 5.6%. Oops, I'm nearly...
If you are an American and listening, maybe you should look to see what a diet is.
That's quite shocking. Maybe they're a really healthy American.
Well, you know,
the long fuck couldn't like you.
I don't know. But I got, there was an American on my other internet show. I made a joke about Americans.
Yeah.
About that they had to have a different type of car because of da-da-da-da-da, because they were all fat.
Okay.
The Americans didn't like that.
Yeah, well, let's not piss off an entire country just yet.
Well, no, if they've got humour, they'll understand where it comes from.
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
You know, there's differences. If you're a humourless idiot, don't listen to the show.
I mean, they've probably not got this far through this
yeah,
show.
Exactly. If you're an American, large or not, you're going to go, ha, 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 there's some very large Americans. There is. There's some very skinny ones on, you know.
There's plenty of other things you could have shaped at them apart from the occasional person's body fat.
I'm on about, you know, the huge
like the
one.
Fact that they're going to possibly going to have a racist president.
Well, yes.
At least he didn't fuck a pig. So if you guys
Cameron is far better
Donald
than Trump.
If you guys get in Donald Trump, at least he didn't have sex with a dead farm animal.
Yes, but I think I'd prefer David Cameron far better than Trump. But that is...
Yeah, I mean, it's like a hard choice.
It's like thinking, what do you want off your leg or your arm, isn't it?
So yeah, this is Anchor Porter. I'm expecting this to be very dark. Since it's a porter, if it comes out and it's like a white beer, I'll be most upset and surprised.
So yeah, as my fellow radio podcaster said, it is a dark beer.
It is. I quite like their bottle.
Yeah. It doesn't, it has, when you smell it, it has some sort of nice aromas, but I can't actually...
It's got a slight sweet malty smell. And there's something else.
So when you drink it...
there's a blue car. Outside, not in the beer.
It's Smoky Joe. He just sits outside smoking all the time. So this beer does have a slight... it's a nice...
That's a really nice porter.
Again, it's
very easy to drink.
It's light in the aspect of how it feels on the mouth and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's also got a lot of flavour.
There's a flavour I can't put my finger on.
It's almost licorice-y.
Yeah. Is it just that it's malty and the same amount of malts as the first beer, but because it's a dark beer... It's developed further and better?
No, it's... The malt and hops is a very complicated thing. I'll explain to you off...
Off podcast.
Off podcast, but...
No, because it's sweet. It's not a bitter kind
of... Yes, but you have lots of different malts and how you use them different malts. So you can have millions... There's millions of different malts. So you have... There's a few different malts that's very common. That... I can think of the name written down, but reading them in my head, I can't read them, so I'm not going to say them. You then have darker ones, your chocolate malts, your burnt ones and stuff like that. So that gives you a lot of them sort of flavours. And then on top of that, you then add your hops. Please email in and give a better description of this, because I'm not very good at it. I'm very amateur in the whole beer making scenario. I haven't made that many. But that then adds on top of that, and that tends to give you your bitterness. Yeah. So your hops give you bitterness, and then it keeps the beer better.
Yeah.
The malts then do. So just comparing malt to malt is like, you know, comparing peppermint tea to normal tea.
Yeah.
You know, there's that many different flavours within it. You're going to get all sorts of different characteristics, and that it's all about layering them up and then...
Because, I want to say something's caramelised. It's got a caramelised flavour.
Mm. It's very nice. Very nice. Very easy drinker.
Yeah.
You know...
It's got a nice aroma. It's got a good look to it in terms of its, as we've drank it, it's kept the same kind of head.
Mm.
It's not fizzy.
It's actually quite Moorish.
Yeah.
Bez! Off the bloody laptop bag!
He really likes chlorine. It just everything but his chlorine post.
Oh, his clompers had to get hoid out because it broke.
Did somebody break it?
A drunken man might have fell over one night.
Would that be you?
Yeah, I'm thinking,
I wanted to
64?
I wanted to put it a little bit higher.
What's that, 66?
66 is... it's island hopping. I want to say that that's...
Oh, it's better than that.
Better than that.
Yeah.
I want... 68's the Flying Dog Gonzo.
Less
so
than that.
I want to say 67. Did we rate something at 67 in previous weeks?
No. 67, yeah, I'm quite happy with that, right? We were right. Oh, we haven't paired this one, have we?
What? We've not paired it.
We are pairing this with Tesco's Rice Snaps Golden Toasted Crispy Rice. Does that say fortified?
Yeah.
Is that not like wines? Fortified wine, like a port? Is this going to taste like port?
It's not going to taste like port. Basically, they've put more vitamins and iron in it.
No, it's going to taste like
rubbed
port.
Rubbed it around a bit of a magnet.
It's fortified. It's going to be white. It's going to be like port.
It's got a cool picture it's of got a shark with sunglasses.
A shark? That is
crocodile,
not a shark. That is
or
definitely
an alligator.
A crocodile. Yeah.
Or is it an alligator?
Well, I think he's M2 is debatable.
Why do you think shark?
You
how much have I had to drink?
Because we're on former shark. www.formalshark.com. I'm going to try and
can't
get
even
it.
Get it.
I can't even get it.
God damn it. You just lose all. You just ripped it in the most favorite. Don't break the puzzle on the back. You might want to do it one morning.
I've got to find swimming pool, dive, splash, wave, water, moist.
Moist.
You don't have to find moist.
Moist.
I just added that. Right.
You've ripped the back down the side. It's going to end up all around you. Studio. Wow, dry Rice Krispies.
Dry Rice Krispies, I wouldn't pair them with beer. The only thing I would pair them with is milk.
You know what, it's really good to... Maybe this is a good sobering up food. When you get really drunk, you just go home and have Dry Rice Krispies.
Then in the stomach, does it not crack, snap, crackle and pop?
Where's it snap, crackling and popping in the old stomach?
No.
Well, there we go.
Science, I swear, one of these science programs.
Yeah. Not like Brainiac. We don't use fake explosives.
We should definitely get a sort of review show, like factual show award.
Yeah.
You're not quite factual.
Definitely. Factual. Don't.
Anyway, we will see you... in a couple of seconds for the summer.
I mean, it's probably a minute for us.
So, we're at the sum up. We've had three beers.
You love that term, sum up.
Well, it's got to have a word.
We're not doing maths. There's no sums.
We do. We sum the whole show up.
We're rounding it up.
Yeah, but we've had this discussion about how in another show that I did, we had the roundup.
Yeah, but they were a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, but we're not going to have a roundup. We're having a sum up.
Can we not have a together up?
A together up. We are defining my career in different stages. So I can look back on it.
One stage you had a roundup and then another one you had a sum up.
Yes.
Well, I want you to do some maths if we're having summing up. You can add all the ratings together.
No, we had three beers. That's a number. That's maths. And occasionally you have an A in maths. And I'll just say, A! Right. Sorted. Right. What we had was...
none of them.
We had the Pioneer Flavorly. If you want to try them out, they're a subscription-based thing. Go on our Twitter. Click our link. Because then we get some money. Well, we don't get money.
But
we get money off the beer, meaning we can review more beers, meaning you can listen to stuff, meaning it helps my pocket.
Get more mediocre, flavorly beers.
Yeah, I'm quite disappointed with them actually this time. I've not had a great one off them. But still!
No, it's. Not everything from them's going to be good because they're all different.
Yeah. Time Bank Brewery, we had Silver Dollar.
Did you have to rotate it to read the word dollar?
And then I had that word, dollar, baby. No, that's not even the song.
Billion
a song.
Dollar babies.
No, that's not it. It's the one where, give me a dollar, dollar, dollar. It's not
I don't even know what that song is. Anyway. You're talking shite.
If you know what song I'm on about, you better than me. It was all right.
I quite like the kind of logo in terms of its DNA, Helix.
It's
a bit, yeah.
Woo!
Or it's potentially meant to be. Either that or it's the Millennium Bridge and it's just some weird wanky artist's impression.
Yeah. What beer did we have next?
The cool one, that one.
We then had Anchor Porter, that was definitely the winner of this one. The bottle even does this.
Does it?
Yeah.
So it does. I mean, the other one doesn't. So yeah, I mean, it's the bottle that makes a noise.
It's cool, that.
So that could be a way to test good beers. Does the bottle make a noise?
Yeah, it's been an interesting set of shows.
Yeah. Don't listen to the even numbers if you don't like us drunk.
Don't listen to the odd numbers if you don't like us.
Don't listen to us if you don't like us. Doesn't matter what number.
Well, I'd love to say something got on to episodes. It's 11 or 12.
This is episode 12.
This is episode 12. And they were just like, but you do, you get these sort of warriors of keyboard.
Where the warriors lizard, of
yes,
keyboard.
Yes. These commenters.
Have they seen blood?
The commenters. And common.
Commenters.
Yes, that's the word. And you just know that. Constructive feedback is great. Yeah. You know, we don't want to stop anybody commenting. But if you are, how do I put this polite, a fuckwit?
That's not really polite, is it? If you're a fuckwit,
don't bother commenting, because you read it and you just say, again, on other shows that I've been part of, the commenters would just, you'd read them and they'd try and like bring you down.
Is this like hospital radio? Yeah,
like really. No, part of Retread TV. It's on YouTube. If you like cars.
Yeah, and, if you don't like cars, don't give it a.
And watch. They'll just be like, oh, they drove that and they made it look very nerdy and things like that. And, oh, why did they buy a broken car? And then, like, a load of abuse after that.
Wait, so it was a car programme about looking after cars and they were like, why did they buy a broken car?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's projects?
Well, and just you read some. You don't like strawberries. You've already had steak.
That was to the cats, not to me. Oh, why do you feed your cat steak? You get like a bit of porcelain to eat, and the cat gets steak.
Why are you sharing them? I'm a sharing guy. Anyway, sharing guy. Commenters. If you just comment bad things and you don't actually do anything artful yourself or anything decent, fuck off. Is basically my sum up.
That's probably well said.
You know, it's my sum up. I don't think anybody that's got this far through is going to be like that.
Yeah.
But like anything creative, I think obviously we're being negative to be as occasionally, but we try not to be.
The thing is, I think we're constructive when we're negative.
And we're not, you know, we're commenting on a lot of different stuff, so in some ways I'm being very counterproductive here.
Hypocritical.
But another thing is, we have an email address. You can if there's any beers that we have negatively reviewed, please contact us. We'll give you a lot of information about why we didn't like it, and we'll be happy to review as many of your beers as you want.
Maybe we just picked up the wrong beer.
And the other thing is, this is all personal taste in a lot of instances, so what one person likes another person won't. So if we've rated your beer poorly, don't necessarily think it's because it's a bad beer, it's just our palates don't particularly like it.
That's why
food review is a load of wank, and why this show really shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Because it's a couple of people's tastes. Their tastes are going to change. It can change with all sorts of different stuff. Your mood, how you're drinking it, the temperature of it, what beers you've had before. If you've had a beer before that's very dark and then you go into a very light beer, that'll completely change that beer. And you then might not think it's very good. That's why we always try to have dark beers later on, or the high percentage beers later on, or ones that we think are going to be very good later
on. I mean, that's part of why a lot of our beers are very grouped together, because actually, if you end up on one of the extreme scales, what we have is probably a reason for it.
We have 1 to 100 on our scale, and I think there's nothing that's above 40 at the moment.
Nothing below 40.
Yeah.
45 is the lowest, and there's nothing
anything that's above sort of the 40s means it's a beer that we would drink again.
Yeah.
And so far we haven't come across anything of that. So although we've been negative, it's not a negative negative.
We put it low in our scale, but it doesn't mean other people are going to put it that low.
Yeah, and it's low against other beers in a very competitive manner.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you get one, it probably does mean that everybody's going to hate it.
Well, yeah, I don't know, because I suspect we would put Carlsberg quite low down.
I mean, we joke about it. Quite honestly, I don't think we'd put it down to one. I think it's going to be low down, but I don't think it's going to be
one. I don't have a Carlsberg in the cupboard to test.
And the likes of, if anything, reaches 100.
Peace has happened.
That, or it's really good, and, you know, we've sat there and gone, and we've debated about it. Those are the extremes.
If we get 100 and it's a limited run, does that mean we've got to drink every bottle we can and then commit suicide?
No, because there might be another 100. There might be another one.
I mean, there might be, yes. Yeah. So, yes, you've saved me from
But it does
dying.
Mean we need to buy all of them.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, so that was...
very, very weird end.
Bit of a morbid end.
Well, it went from insulting commenters to justifying our scale so we're not like them, because I dislike people that comment negatively on...
Anyway, our one viewer, what figure does he like towards the end? It's about 40 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're coming up to the 40 minutes.
So he'll be driving into work now, or driving almost home for his tea. I don't know what is for your tea tonight.
Me neither, but we can ring your mum. I like his mum.
Yeah. It's sad we've got our one listener. If you are anybody else that isn't our one listener, and if you are the one listener, you do know, and we'd quite happily have your feedback as well, because you've not actually emailed in or tweeted us yet properly.
Yeah, so it's like, give us a message.
Yeah, you twat.
At Formal Shark on Twitter, or Formal Shark on Facebook, or sharks@formalshark.co.uk on the emails.
Or if you like just one of us, so if you think Phil is fabulous, or you think Bob is fabulous, or you think Phil is a wanker, or you think Bob is a wanker, you could just email separately. Mine is phil@formalshark.co.uk.
And mine's bob@formalshark.co.uk. I mean, if you want to go out with us, just ask.
Maybe it probably sounds more like what you're doing is you're just like proposing for a date.
I want a girl.
I am single. If there's any girls that like beer out there, I'm going to be quite...
No, that was my idea. Get your own idea.
No, yours. Just go out.
No, you know what? If anybody wants a beer with us... In the northeast area. Oh,
we'll travel further.
We will travel further. As long as it's not too far, or you foot the bill for the hotel.
Or that you're generally going to be good crack.
Yeah.
I'd go for a holiday just to meet some random drinkers.
Exactly. I'm gonna put myself out there and be like, I want more friends.
Yeah, if we could get it cheap enough. Yeah, I would travel and get a hotel. But it would have to be a cheap hotel.
As long as they don't murder me.
Yeah.
I want assurances you're not going to murder me if it's far away.
Yeah, we want it in an email that you're not going to murder us. We want an email saying, Dear Formal Shark, come and drink with us because we don't have many friends either.
Your cat's getting up to mischief.
Yeah, he'd be in all sorts. We will not murder you. Come get drunk with us. Yeah.
Yeah. We're on iTunes. You can add us to your podcast feed.
I don't know how you do it through iTunes. Can you search us?
I don't know. I can't figure out Apple stuff.
Yeah. Somebody that knows about Apple might want to email in and tell us if you can actually find it. If it's still up there from when I added it many moons ago.
So this is episode 12. We apologise for drunk...
everything.
Well, actually, no, we don't.
Well, if you're listening now...
It happens all the time.
Who cares? It's a show about drinking. We drink... Yeah. Oh, the cool guy from maybe the other episode has just done exactly
the same.
He's
got his hands down his trousers, mind. He's got hold of his testicles. He's like, yep, they're still there. Or is he checking for a growth? Maybe he's like, I've got a lump, and he's walking around. Yeah. If you've got a lump, go to your doctors.
Yeah, check regularly, have a feel. And if you've got a wife, it's a good excuse.
Yeah. Get hurt, have a feel.
Yeah. We're all up for feeling regularly. Generally for lumps, but also...
Testicular cancer isn't a joke. Make sure you keep yourself checked out.
Yeah, we're being very sensible, aren't we?
Yeah. I think that's a good end of the show. Yeah.
And play with your boobs.
Don't play with your boobs. Well, I mean, males can get breast males cancer, but I don't want to play with your boobs.
No, we don't play with each other. It should be something you do privately. I don't. It's very good to do it in the bath and things because it makes your testicles go bigger. Not what, play with
you,
your boobs.
If you play with your boobs, it makes your testicles bigger.
It makes me ask bigger, but that's a complete...
Oh, dear. It's a completely different avenue for this podcast.
I think this show is mint. We have gone from slating people to then justifying our scores to now...
Play with your balls?
Play with your balls. Or cancer. It's a serious subject. There's charities out there to donate
and
to.
There's plenty of information. Yes. We're not experts.
We're not going to give you it, but go online, check yourself regularly, because we don't want you to die. Because our listenership would go down by one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's selfish reasons.
Same with prostate cancer. Yeah. But that's a bit harder to do.
Doctors check that. It's more your 40s, isn't it, you get that?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. There is an age where you go to the doctors and they just turn you over and...
stick a finger up your bum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does that at some point that happens in your future?
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, give it a go. Maybe you'll find...
Well, no, you shouldn't, even if you're not into that sort of stuff. You should go to the doctor and get checked out. At the age that's appropriate.
Well, no, if you're into it, you can be part of the kink. And then you can check yourself out, be happy and sorted.
But they don't have like...
That's a regular checkup then.
You took something that was quite nice. You were taking something that was quite nice. We were being very respectful. We were promoting a good cause.
I'm still promoting it.
You just lowered the tone. You lowered the tone. I think we're going to say good night. Say good night.
Good night, people.
Good night. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.